everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today is a two-part episode where I'm interviewing Lenka Lutonska, coolest name ever, am I right? And this is a continuation of our business series, and I'm having Lenka on the show because she is someone who works with women. She's actually Slovakian with the coolest accent on the planet, and she's written several books on energetic selling. So you guys know I'm very passionate about helping women sell better and embrace the concept of selling, that sales is not a dirty word. So wanted to have her on the show, and this is a power-packed episode. You're going to learn so much because I learned. You'll be able to, like so many interviews, when I'm talking to my guests, you'll hear like these just major epiphanies and aha moments, mic drops going on. So it was a tremendous learning experience for me while I was interviewing her. She is exceptional at what she does, completely unique perspective on how she teaches women to get past all the things that are limiting them and potentially growing their business. So I know you are going to benefit greatly from this information. And for those of you that are wondering, if this is the first time you're hearing one of these episodes on The Kelly O Show, I decided to launch this business series for several reasons. And it's all ultimately tied back to better health. Because here's the deal. One of the worst things for our health is the impact that stress and a lot of stress has on our health. Okay. So what's the two top sources of stress? Money and or our jobs. And quite often it's two of those together. So I wanted to launch this business series so that I could interview all kinds of successful women in business to inspire those of you who are potentially at a job that you hate. If you are unfulfilled and you don't absolutely love what you're doing for a living and you aren't earning the income that you deserve. This isn't about necessarily everybody has to, we're not trying to get you to all think that you have to be a multimillionaire to be successful. It's about being fulfilled and earning what you're worth. We all have our own definition of wealth, but what I want to encourage you to do is love the way that your life is. Love how your day is made up. You know, love the type of work that you do. Work is going to be work for all of us, but why not do something that you love and also be in a work environment that is, again, you know, it's going with the way you want to live your life. You'd rather work from home and you don't want to be stuck in a 3-hour commute there and back every day. There's a better way to live. And that's what this business series is all about, is inspiring you to maybe have some of those light bulbs go off in your head where you go, wait a second, that's what I want to do. I want to start a blog and learn how to monetize my blog. I want to, you know, maybe start joining that network marketing business I've been putting off and start earning some side hustle money. Or I want to pursue having my own Etsy shop. Or I want to, you know, found my own coffee cup company. Whatever it is, that's what this business series is for, is to pull the curtain back with real women, let you learn from them, become inspired by them. And again, you're going to hear all kinds of interviews on this business series, both from people like Lenka, who can, guide you with her expert advice that you can apply in your business. Or you're also going to hear interviews with, again, successful women who have left their full-time job, are making money from a blog, from a network marketing business, from an online coaching system, whatever it is that they found a way to do that fulfills them. You're going to learn from both sides of the coin. And what's interesting is when there's people like Lenka on the show who are giving you advice that you can apply in your business, and they have services that can help you in your business, they too themselves are a business interview because they're a successful businesswoman as well. So it's like a double punch. I know you're going to love listening and learning from Lenka. I can't wait to have her back on the show. She has an outstanding book. I just started reading it. So I'm going to shut up now and let you listen. This is a two-part interview. And again, it's probably a total of about 43 minutes. So each episode is going to be about 20, 22 minutes. Make sure you listen to both because I know you're going to learn a lot.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I am your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I have Lenka Lutonska, and I think I said the name correctly. Did I say it right, Lenka?
You did, Kelly. Hi, happy to be here.
I'm so thrilled to have you, and I admire your name. For everybody listening, not only does she have a really cool name, but she is, if you know my background, my family background is on my father's side, we're Slovak, and I have never really in my whole life, people always think I'm Italian or Greek, but I'm Slovak, and I've never really met anybody who's Slovak or from Slovakia. And she is from Slovakia and also has the coolest name on the planet. And I'm excited to talk to you because this is going to be, for everybody listening, you heard me say this in the intro, but you know, this is part of our business series where I am interviewing sometimes it's a combination of both, which Lenka is. I'm interviewing successful female entrepreneurs who are crushing it in their business. And we're basically just, you know, pulling the curtains back and asking them about their business, how they ended up pursuing their dreams, what lessons they've learned, because so many of you have expressed that you're not earning enough money at your day job, if you will, if you work in corporate America, or maybe, you know, you've started a blog or a network marketing venture and it's not making enough money for you. All of you, whenever we poll, have expressed a desire to make more money. And so my goal with this business series is to interview successful businesswomen who have been there, done that, can give you, you know, all of the fears and worries that they overcame and their advice. But then also in the case of Lenka, Lenka also has some services and products that I think could be instrumental in helping so many of you. And in this case, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is selling. And selling or sales can end up just getting people's, especially women, they get like their shoulders hunch up and they get all uncomfortable about it. And it drives me crazy because I'm on a mission to get women to not only be comfortable with the idea of selling, but realize we're doing it every day. In my opinion, I think people don't realize we're selling every day in our personal lives and in our business lives. We just don't realize it. And it's when we get nervous about actually, you know, doing it for our own business, or maybe if we work in corporate America, we get so uptight about it. But tell us, for everybody listening, they're just getting to meet you for the first time, Lenka, tell us about your business and how you ended up specializing in this area of sales for women.
Of course. Hello, everyone. And thank you, Kelly, for a wonderful introduction. Well, it was coincidental. I am today I run a beautiful seven-figure company that fills my heart and soul, serving women worldwide. But I became an accidental entrepreneur 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm,
when,
me too.
When I just wanted to help people and change the world. I think some of the listeners can recognize themselves in this. So I got myself trained in various modalities. One of them was NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And I thought, that's it. I'm quitting my job, selling my house, selling my car, and I'm going into it so I can just help others. And very quickly discovered that that's not enough. Through... I would say back then, hard work and determination, I made it work. I became confident at selling and built a successful company, only to lose it very rapidly a few years down the line. Hmm. I made one mistake. And when I lost that business, it was a huge earthquake in my life, but also internally in my confidence. And you know what I forgot after that? I forgot how to sell. So when I was rebuilding my company or starting a new one, thinking, no problem, I've done it once, I can do this again. I've got a ton of experience now. I know how business works. I'll be back in shape in no time. Took me 2 years of struggle to find out that actually the how we sell has got everything to do with how we feel about ourselves, with confidence.
Wow. That's like, say that again, because that's so important. I totally agree with you. And let me, I'm going to insert just so that you know a little bit about why I'm so strongly agreeing with you. I had in two, and it's so interesting that so many successful businesswomen have experienced a trauma or a really chaotic situation in their business where they either lost their business, their company went bankrupt, you know, they had a partner betray them, they had to shut the company down. There's so many successful businesswomen like have their massive success after something like that happens. So I find it interesting that you had that as well. But I had really two of the worst years of my life in 2017 and 2018. I've shared, you know, bits and pieces of it online and people know. And it's out of those 2 years that I learned the lessons that have made me who I am today, which is completely different. I'm so much more confident. But in those 2 years, I was so insecure in myself. I was so not confident. I didn't believe in myself and my business suffered. So say what you just said again, because I think that is so, so key about the key to success being confidence.
If I can repeat myself, but yes, the how we sell or our ability to sell is everything to do with how we believe in ourselves.
Sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
Yes, no. That's great. So we understand each other and probably many other women too. And what I realized after 2 years, it took 2 years and it took one trip to cash machine when I found that I've got £7.30 left in my bank account to realize that for 2 years, I thought I'm trying to build my business. I was a good girl, visiting every possible networking event, taking every possible speaking opportunity, sending out newsletters, putting out social media content. I was a good girl. And yet one thing I wasn't doing was simply giving people opportunity to say yes or no to me. I simply wasn't giving an offers. Yes, so this was such a big kick when that made me run home, not walk, run home. And I made myself sit down and call every single person I met over the last couple of years that even vaguely expressed the interest in my services. And I asked, hey, you know, I can help you with such and such. Would like to talk about it. And amazingly, I made by the end of the day roughly £2,000, which is not a lot, but everything in that on that day changed for me.
Wow. Because
I started to sell and I started to sell daily.
You know what? And I'm intentionally interrupting you here because you made such a great point. And there's a lot of people though that are listening that might not have picked up on it. So and correct me if I'm wrong, but so much of what you're saying was holding you back. So before I founded my first company, I founded Fitfluential in 2011. And like you, I was the most unexpected entrepreneur on the planet. I never had aspirations to be an entrepreneur. I used to joke about people that were entrepreneurs. I thought they were unemployed. I didn't understand the whole concept. You know, I'm 50. So when I went to college, they didn't talk about being an entrepreneur. They talked about getting a steady job and, you know, working your way up the ladder and so on and so forth. So that was very new. But I realized when I went through these crazy 2 years and I became better because I had to, I faced like some huge decisions and betrayals and had to deal with lawsuits and things I'd never dealt with before. And I became stronger. And that's when I realized that even though I was in corporate sales for most of my career, Mm-hmm. I was not a closer. Like I did really well in, I remember my first job, I made 400% of my quota, but mm-hmm. I think that it was more that there was such an incoming demand and I don't know, maybe I had beginner's confidence, but I truly know that for most of the times when I got a deal done, I had developed the relationship and I almost would wait until the other person would go, okay, I want to do this, Kelly. And they mm-hmm. would ask for the deal. And so my deals took a lot longer and I always stayed in the really safe jobs that paid me a really high base salary and a lower commission structure because mm-hmm. I wanted the security. I didn't want to take the risk. But like you, I didn't ask for the business. And I think it's so interesting that you were, from my understanding, you were going to networking events, you were putting out marketing materials, mm-hmm. but you were doing the stuff that's more passive. And so passive, when it came exactly. down to it, you never asked for the business, right? You
exactly.
didn't say, okay, Kelly, Alexa, you've read my sales page. I've answered all of your questions. Are you ready to go? Let's get this started. Sign here. Like you never did that.
Exactly. And you know, Kelly, I appreciate what you're speaking, talking about when you were working for corporates. I work with a lot of women who are ex-corporate high flyers and they could sell ice to Eskimos. But it's a little different when we step into our own business. And suddenly we start associating selling our services with selling ourselves. We associate it with our self-worth. And dynamic.
That's so things, good. Right? Say that again. I'm sorry. I don't normally do this, but that was really, that was profound. So when you go from corporate America to your own business, what happens?
We often start associating selling our services with selling ourselves. We associate it with our self-worth, which is not healthy. Which is not healthy. And this is exactly what I was doing. And a lot of women do that. So that's why it feels like, oh my goodness, you know, is this good enough? Which actually it means, am I good enough? Mm. Oh my goodness, is this too expensive, too whatever? So we need to. And the other thing I find, why is it for us to often difficult to ask for sales is because we associate selling or the moment of sale with taking money away from clients, which again is just not true.
Yeah, there is something that definitely is something that floats around there. It's like you're doing something shifty. If you're mm-hmm. taking money or getting paid, I even see this and tell me if you agree, like people who maybe would, they're not working for a company full time, but say they have an affiliate relationship or, you know, they sign up for a rewards program. And so, you know, mm-hmm. something as simple as like, I think of this, the shakes that I get, this Daily Harvest company. And if mm-hmm. I put out my coupon code and I'm sharing that, oh my gosh, I love these shakes. It makes my mornings so easy, yada, yada, yada. And I put out a coupon code and I earn $25 if somebody uses that coupon code. There are people out there that feel guilty about earning money by recommending products. Do you see that as very similar?
Often, very, very often. Isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm. And actually the only thing we need to do is to refocus on the client or potential clients. So, you know, I mean, we had a little chat before we started. None of us want to be salesy or pushy or pushing our services or what we've got down clients' throats, right? None of us want to feel like that. But here is the thing. We can only feel like the fact that we don't want to be salesy or pushy or be afraid of it, it's evidence that we don't really have it in us because people who are really sleazy, really pushy, they never worry about that. Mm. That's number one. And number two, we can only feel like that, oh my goodness, that, you know, I'm going to, they might think I'm being desperate or I'm being salesy. We can only think like that when we focus on ourselves rather than on the benefit for the clients.
I'm writing this down. That's good.
So
what about other people's opinions
is
crazy. And, you know, it's funny because obviously one of the things that I've heard when I worked in corporate America, when I had people that worked for me, they would say, I don't want to be a used car salesman. And you hear that, you hear people say that a lot around the topic of sales. I don't want to be salesy. You hear other women teaching other women going, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do this without being salesy. And mm-hmm. I mean, I get the concept because I do. I think that people, but if you really looked at that opinion, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be pushy. And you broke it down. Like, what is it about that that bothers you? And I think if people really were honest with themselves, they would say, okay, I don't like used car salesmen, or I don't like somebody who pushes me into buying something that I didn't really want and I feel pressured. But if there's a difference between that and being genuinely excited about something that somebody's expressed interest in and mm-hmm. that could help them. And if you're not like pushing them and forcing them to give you money that they don't have or max out their credit mm-hmm. card, or I mean, there's some shifty sales practices out there for sure, mm-hmm. just like any other industry or, you know, in any business category. But if you're providing value, if the client that you're serving is expressed interest, has expressed interest in what you're talking about, and you're not pulling the wool over their eyes, you know, pulling a bait and switch, mm-hmm. then it's an equitable exchange. And I think that's where people lose track, is like, unless you are really, you know, pulling the wool over somebody's eyes, leading them down a path, or, you know, selling them into a Ponzi scheme, then it really is an equitable exchange. They're giving you money, you're giving them something in return. It's quid pro quo.
Exactly. And it's not our job to convince or persuade our clients. It's not our job to tell them yes. That's not what selling is. It's our job to help them to make an informed decision for themselves, whether it's yes or no. And they will have plenty of opportunities at any point through the sales process to say yes or no. They can back out at any point. So yes, it's useful to be a little bit detached. So one of my favorite sayings, which I had to use at the beginning to get into that flow of daily selling and actually approaching people, which I found, of course, highly uncomfortable at the beginning just because I wasn't used to it. Mm-hmm. So I used to tell myself, well, I care about the client more than about my fears.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yes, just to get over that initial uncomfortableness, which disappears, by the way, But I think this is crucially important, and I love that, you know, we're talking about this, because I made informal survey some time ago, and my mouth dropped when I got results. I asked a simple question, which was, do you sell often enough in proportion to how you want your business grow? And over 80% of women said no. We just don't sell.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, and I've definitely subconsciously or unconsciously been one of them, like you get involved in a business venture, maybe you start your own company.
Hey, everybody. This marks the end of part one of this two-part interview with Lenka Lutonska. Make sure you listen to part two.